Charlie Rose.
Here.
Ken Salter.
Here.
Dan Ravalet.
Here.
Jim Westfall. Scott Brown. Blaine Patton.
Here.
Brian Rowe.
Here.
And Jim is out of town, and so is Scott.
Okay, adoption of the agenda.
Make a motion to accept the agenda.
Second.
Got a motion by President Rowe, second by Councilman Chapman to accept the agenda as presented.
Charlie Rose.
Yes.
Yes.
Dan Ravalet.
Yes.
Yes.
Brian Rowe.
Yes.
And the agenda is adopted by a vote of 5-0. Approval of minutes for the November 8th.
Make a motion to accept the minutes.
Second.
Motion by President Rowe, second by Councilman Chapman to accept the minutes as presented.
Question here, yes.
Yes.
Dan Ravalet.
Yes.
Blaine Patton.
Yes.
Brian Rowe.
Yes.
And those are approved by a vote of 5-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. None. Committee chair reports. None. Report of city officers, Mr. Brad Dale.
Hello, I'm Brad Dale, the Vincennes Redevelopment Commission. I like to get up here at least once a year and update you and run a recap on what the Vincennes Redevelopment Commission has done. First of all, we got the Dixie Orchard Drive done, prepped with a 12-inch water main and sewer main, anticipation of the motel and hospital restaurant. That project done. Levy, which we had appropriated $1 million 3 years ago. More works in the project with that, but coming to an end concerning the RDC. Four Lakes project, we spent $325,000 for the project, and we're wanting to update the park, of course, blacktop, new restrooms, a splash pad. That's kind of in limbo right now with the weather and what have you. Sixth and Main Street, we appropriated $285,000 for demolition of the building for the parking, canopy on the side, and lighting. Kimmel Road extension, done with the roundabout, sidewalks, bike lanes, water and sewer installed for anticipated businesses, which starting to look a little brighter out there for us coming down the road. You guys jump in there if you got questions. Making this too easy. Our next project that we're looking at is the Main Street. That's from 22nd Street out to Richard Bauer Drive. And we're breaking this down in three phases. Reason being is we break our payments down as we go. Phase one, which would start out 22nd Street out to Jamestown Apartment. We made a commitment with the design company for up to $430,000 with Clark Dietz, which is spread out over the course of 2017. We're going to be out there designing for the next year. $430,000 will be broke down as the year disperses. We should have our final plans in our hand, cost of the project, and bring it at that time. Phase two is from Jamestown Apartments out to Felt King Road. And this is going to be the toughest and probably most expensive project. We're going to be teamed up with NDOT. We're very fortunate to get an 80-20 on that. So we got the 20% match, and also we had to pay for the design of that. Straighten out the Felt King Road to streets. Kind of got a game plan of really squaring that up and clean that intersection up. So that won't take place till year 2020. My field at RDC, it kind of moves slow. Slow processes and a lot of steps. Phase three will be Felt King out to Richard Bauer Drive. that's so far down the road, there's not really taking place on that as of yet. Right now, in the RDC's balance, we have up to $650,000 in our account at this present time. I got my 2015 annual report I'd like to give you. My 2016 should be done, I think Wayne Tolman told me, about middle of January, early February. I'll have you all the numbers of 2016.
So, we did have the project. I don't know if you all have seen the schematic that we came up with on the Main Street project. It's kind of complicated. It's really pretty. It's really not that bad. I think out there on Main Street, 22nd Street will be two lanes wide with a sidewalk, bike lane. As we come on out to underneath 41, it's still two lanes. And right before the Kmart property, we go to three lanes wide is what we're looking at. We're going to be getting our costs on and see if this is feasible. I think the way we thought with the Kmart property coming in, third lane is very well needed across that front on Main Street. So it goes up the
Jamestown
Apartments, and then it goes back to two lanes. No, it stays three lanes.
That's right.
The two lanes will be out from 22nd Street out to Jamestown, or excuse me, out to the 41 overpass. Two lanes. Three lanes will be from the overpass out to Richard Bauer Drive. Actually, Richard Bauer Drive, it'll narrow down, and right before we get to the Lincoln High School, Richard Bauer Drive, and Clark Middle School, it'll have that third turn lane to get in and get out a little easier is what we're anticipating. So that's what we're looking at coming up down the road. Like I said, still in design work. It's not really even started on design yet. That's our,
in a nutshell, that's our project probably for the next couple years. So, any questions?
Brad, yep. Sidewalks.
Sidewalks, yep.
Which side are they on?
Both.
Yeah, they are.
All the way out?
Yes.
Sidewalks will quit at Ramsey Road.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Ramsey Road.
Or I guess you would call that the
on both sides.
No,
just one.
On the county side, they'll quit. On the city side, on the school side, they'll quit.
School side be the sidewalk. Yes. And we've been looking at this project probably for 3 years. It takes so many hoops to jump through. We got a drainage issue. Main Street for the Kmart property where Halbert's going underneath 41 or choked down, their elevation's not right. I mean, we got a mess out there to clean up to drain that situation a little bit better. Felt King Road intersection, it's, of course, you don't know how bad that is. I think we got a game plan to really square that up and make that a lot safer for the school. Need some money down the road. We don't know what that is at the time, but another year off. Yes,
Brad.
Mayor.
Go ahead, Mayor.
You have a question?
Yeah. Have bike lanes been discussed?
Yes, there's bike lanes involved.
Both sides?
Yes. One side.
No, it's both.
Is it?
If you look at that, it should be.
Both sides on this one. Roundabout mixed up. So.
And the roundabout, okay. I will say that, but the roundabout that is completed, that was your first
yes.
complete street built.
And with the complete streets, they have to
We don't
well, have to. I absolutely have to, but it's
plan. Seems right. as if all these engineers, these consultants that we're dealing with are all
right.
in making it bicycle friendly.
And
all the new streets that we're mm-hmm. looking at. So that's the first thing they jump on, bicycle.
Especially going out to the schools.
Right. Going out to the school. So
makes sense.
And the RDC has been very busy over the last couple of years, and we've had our arm a lot of fires, and it's just process that, slow-moving process. There's nothing real fast about it, but I think you guys put together a good team on RDC. Our committee that we have is very, work hard and do a good job, and look out for us.
Brad, I got the main question. When do you foresee any type of construction going on that area?
Well, after our roundabout, we passed a baton over to Heath Klein. Heath's got a lot of money, a local man. I anticipate something happening shortly on his property. I think there'll be a spur with that on some other development. Motel is talking about something else coming in. So we got, seems like the economy is starting to turn now, and I think people starting, their money's getting a little looser. Yeah. So I'm starting to see where I think city, and not maybe just into all the cities, start people letting go of their money, start seeing more building and growth. We're trying to be ready for that, and I think we dispersed our money from one end of the TIF zone to the other. We blessed them all. We've not pulled no punches. I mean, we did what we can for what we got, and I'm proud of what we proceeded with, as Shirley would say, get the ball rolling. We keep kicking the damn ball down the road, and it's moving. So I appreciate you guys and your hard work and everything you've done for us.
Mr. Dale, just a couple questions. Obviously, it's the list of work from the past year finishing is quite impressive, you know, with the Dixie Orchard Drive, the levee, the Four Lakes. If none of you have been down there yet, just to see the big change. That parking lot was a borderline disaster, and now it's fine to drive over. With the Kimball Extension, now most of the focus is going to be with the Main Street project. Are there other projects out there? I know that with most of the focus and money going towards that, that's going to take most of your focus and obviously our encouragement and focus as well, because we want to see development out there. We've got everything kind of set up for development to happen. What other things is the RDC looking at? I'm just as a curious bystander.
Well, I set up a committee last meeting, and we have a couple of committee members looking for property to maybe do residential development, maybe step some sewers into a raw property, water main. Maybe we're just looking at it and see if there's something out there to help bring us taxes up, the tax base up. We're looking at every avenue there is and moving in a positive direction. But I think the key to getting this residential district going is to get in the proper place. Now, I don't know if the RDC has that proper property in our zone. I know some other places right outside the zone that would probably be a perfect fit. Our zone is so hemmed in. Of course, you guys probably don't think so. It's going to, you know, be a job for us. That part of it.
Real quick. Two appointments for Brad, Beth, and they
Beth
are
Mix.
Two the first of the year.
Well, we have to think about that.
Okay.
Brad, give us the dates again on the Main Street project.
Main Street project.
Yeah, the dates.
Okay. Today.
First phase.
On phase one, we probably won't be starting looking at the design till about March of this year. That's going to take all through the year, 2017.
Okay.
And I don't think the RDC or City Council or the mayor will get any prints of no kind till March 18th. 2018.
That's design.
That's just talking about it, getting paperwork on out, all the wrinkles, get things prepared to submit to you a year. See how slow things move? After that, be a year and a half. I'm kind of guessing on that. I don't know if I see the sign. But on phase two, we're looking at year 2020. So we're not, it's a slow process. It's not going to be fast. I'm not sure. We already got 10 years left, I believe, or 11. So we're going to be putting all of our nuts in one basket.
I know you say this, you know, it takes a long time, but I mean, these are things that have been talked about for, you know, years, even decades, and now we're actually starting to see
progress
being made forward. This is something that's going to happen, not something that's just being talked about. So there's a big difference in the way that this is going about this term.
We'll move forward.
Right.
The phase one is RDC alone. Okay. We're going to go from pay it all for a strong, long period of time, 1 year period of time. Second, phase two is the 80-20 match. I'll jump on that all day long. You know, the state's going to jump in, give us 80%. Let's go. You know, widen that up, clean that intersection up. So, got a good shot in the arm there. In phase three, piece of cake. It's all wide open road out there, and making high school donate the ground a little bit. So we're good shape there to go.
But you think phase one will be done by 20?
I can't say that yet.
20.
Your design will be ready late next fall.
Yeah, and I'm going to say it would probably be done by 2020, yes.
And that's
the plan is to get phase one completed before phase two.
Right.
Yes.
I can't really answer that because I don't know the design, what they're going to bump into stuff, but I'm going to say it'd be easier. Okay. But yeah, it took us, Bill Rose, administration on Second Street, 30 years on Second Street, and we got it done. So we all worked together and we pulled up that rope in the same direction and we got it. It looks nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good job.
Good report.
Okay, move to old business. First up is ordinance 55-2016, a zoning ordinance. Your first reading was the 28th.
Make a motion to have second reading on ordinance 55-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Chapman to have second reading of ordinance 55-2016.
Ordinance 55-2016, an ordinance adopting amendments to the Knox County Zoning Ordinance, Sections 1, 2, and 3, converting from C1 to R1.
Discussion?
So again, we're here for second and third reading. I'm Katie Cotter. I'm representing petitioner Catherine Chanley. We went to area plan last week, and they gave us a favorable recommendation. We had a public hearing. No one was in opposition to the petition. All landowners have received proper notice, and hopefully you've received their transmittal approving the petition. So again, we would ask that it be passed on second and third reading to allow my client to rezone the property to residential.
Basically, area plan and discussion came to conclusion this was probably should have been cleaned up when we did the redoing of the master plan and was just missed. It should have been zoned R1 from the beginning. But so we're just really cleaning up the map, really.
Correct.
Any other discussion?
Question? Charlie Rose?
Yes.
Dan Salters?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Wayne Chatton?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 55-2016 passes by a vote of 5-0.
Make a motion to have third and final reading on ordinance 55-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Chatton to have third and final reading of ordinance 55-2016.
Ordinance 55-2016, ordinance adopting amendments to the Knox County zoning ordinance 1, 2, 3, from 1.
I'll call for the question.
Yes.
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 And third and final reading of ordinance 55-2016 passes by a vote of 5-0.
Thank you.
Thanks. Move on to ordinance 56-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, in the amount of $104,536. And this is for second reading. Your first reading was the 28th.
Make a motion to have second reading on ordinance 56-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Ravelat, for second reading of ordinance 56-2016.
Ordinance 56-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, contained $154,500, paying an invoice for second NIBLAC project.
Discussion.
We're getting pretty close to shutting that intersection down, aren't we?
It will be January.
Okay, so not.
We just had a pre-construction meeting with NDOT.
Didn't originally, it was supposed to be sometime before Christmas?
I thought it would be before now, but yeah.
All right, so January now?
Yeah, so
okay.
January. It'll be close. Right. And it'll be close for
a year.
Yeah, pretty much a year.
Question?
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salter?
Yes.
Dan Ravalea?
Yes.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
And second reading of ordinance 56-2016 passes by a vote of 5-0.
Make a motion to have third and final reading on ordinance 56-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Chapman, to have third and final reading of ordinance 56-2016.
Ordinance 56-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, section 1 and 2, from edit for second NIBLAC, $104,530.
Discussion.
Question.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
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 And third and final reading of ordinance 56-2016 passes by a vote of 5-0. Move on to new business. First up is year-end cleanup, Cheryl Hacker. And transfers.
Hello. This is all within our budget, but it's jumping the 100 number, so we had to come to you for approval. Our capital outlays, we went over because of the Main Street downtown plan. We had allotted amount for the architecture for the downtown plan to come out of capital outlays. Well, then we rolled right into doing the facade project and we used the same architect, so we overdrew. Luckily, because we were able to negotiate such a good deal on our city health insurance for the employees, we've got money from that line item to transfer. So if you would approve, then we'll just clean all that up. Like I said, it's all within our budget, just to transfer around.
I'll make a motion to approve the transfer.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Chapman, to approve the transfer request.
Call for the question.
Rose?
Yes.
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 Rose.
Yes.
And the transfer is approved by a vote of 5-0. Next is Jones Break, transfer $201 from office equipment to subscriptions. She is not here, so.
Okay.
It's the same thing. Okay. It is budget. It's just, it is a move line item.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve the transfer. Is that okay, Mr. Rodigan? Okay.
Okay.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Grove, to have transfer.
Call for the question.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Yes.
Dan Ravalea?
Yes.
Blake Chapman?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
And that transfer is approved by a vote of 5-0. Next up is Mr. Rick Lindberg. Can you go?
No.
And
Mr. Mayor, Madam President, Councilman, I'm here representing, along with Rob Leroy, the CEO of the YMCA, the YMCA Board of Directors, and Van Gogh. You know, Van Gogh is really the public transportation that serves citizens within the confines of the county and certainly the city, and it's operated by pass-through grants from the county commissioners to the YMCA and ultimately to Van Gogh to provide that service. Rides this year are approaching 100,000 riders this year, and 48% of that is taking people to work. And if you just would do some side math and say, you know, 48% of 100,000 times the $10 an hour maybe at work, you know, that's a pretty big financial, millions of dollars impact for this area. It's used equally amount among the age groups almost. If you do a pie chart of the ridership, you'll find that it's pretty close to evenly cut pie. It's used by the county citizens and Vincennes citizens within 5 points of being 50-50. An NDOT study done in 2012 shows that on the average, $7 funded, I mean, $1 spent returns $7 back to the community. Van Gogh was funded by several sources. The fares that people pay, which in the city here is like $2 one way, donations from private, corporate, and institutional people, state and federal grants, and of course, public tax dollars. Van Gogh this year is in a very vicarious situation. It's projected that they'll go out with a loss of over $75,000. This was brought on by a combination of several things. The two federal grants that we've always depended on disappeared. They're no longer grants. The grants were discontinued. Not that we didn't get them and apply for them, they're just not there anymore. And the YMCA itself is not in any position to support Van Gogh financially. So we humbly and respectfully ask that the city council grant Van Gogh program up to $37,500, one half of the $75,000 shortage. We will be appearing before the Knox County Council tomorrow night to do the same. If we get over this hurdle, we look forward to discussions about what we're doing to right the ship and what needs to be done to continue this service in the future. We learned as recently as last Thursday that unless we are broke even by the end, our grant funding in total is at risk for next year. Do you have any questions?
Take that last part again.
We learned as recently as last Thursday that unless Van Gogh breaks even in 2016, the 2017 grant is at risk.
So what kind of grant?
Speaking on their behalf, they are very, very, very worthwhile. I mean, they provide transportation to a lot of our elder, like you said, all age groups, but more importantly, it's also getting people to work, so.
I think it is a worthwhile service, but what kind of grant are we looking at for 2017 that we
We have the grants that we're using this year, and the state and federal monies combined are about $500,000, give or take a little bit. We're working on the operational side, and we're working on the other funding sources, both from private industry, and our motto on this project is to leave no stone unturned. Had conversations with the hospital and Vincent University, other businesses that have people, their customers that use Van Gogh. We've actually talked to the downtown merchants about having some, you know, everybody here complains about parking and stuff, having maybe a deal for downtown merchants, but no stone unturned.
All right, so the priority for you right now is to make sure the funding for 2016 is taken care of.
You are 100% correct.
That's obviously the first goal. And then you are all looking at numerous and any different option for funding 2017 and beyond, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
And this 37.5 is just a commitment. If you would come up with other funds between now and the end of the year.
Right, it says up to 37.5. If our financial statement shows less than a $75,000 loss, it'd be less than that. We talked to the, because I know timing's an issue and stuff, and we talked to the state auditors Thursday. If there's a commitment from this board, we can show that as a receivable on the 2016 books, even though we might not have the cash in hand.
And Shirley, you question about maybe where this could be added, or you could probably take it from Riverboat, or we've got a couple of our funds that could.
Okay. And what's your feelings towards the county doing this?
Well, I'm an optimist, but we're asking everybody to step up the plate, because it's truly a very worthwhile program, at least in my view, and I'm only about 40 days or 45 days old working on this. But I've ridden the buses. I've done my due diligence, and if one thing that I learned, I got an emotional attachment to the clientele, and they're all people. I mean, they're VU students, they're Head Start kids, they're, you know, it's everybody. But I, it really gave me an emotional attachment to just reinforce the worthiness of this project.
Well, I will say this: I finished 9 years of service on the Indiana Association of United Ways board this past year, and a lot of discussions on that board about different projects around the state that counties are doing to try to lift people out of poverty. And one constant theme that came up over and over again is that transportation is a major hurdle in terms of getting people out of poverty. It's one thing to tell someone to go out and get a job, but if they don't have the means of transportation to get to the job, that's a big hurdle. And then there's also the related problem that happens more often than we care to think about. Some of these people have very unreliable vehicles that are very subject to breaking down, and when that happens and they can't get to work, and what happens, they get fired and they're right back where they started. So this kind of transportation system, I think, has benefits that a lot of us, you know, frankly, maybe don't appreciate on a day-to-day basis. But someone that travels up and down Kemmel Road too, I see workers walking in all kinds of terrible weather to get the jobs in the Walmart shopping plaza that I'm sure a lot of them would do take advantage of.
If we go forward from tonight, I would encourage each and every one of you to find the time and ride Van Gogh, because it's the educational and emotional prospects are worth the trip.
I feel Van Gogh has been a very vital service to Vincennes for many years. I'd love to see it continue. And I've had the pleasure of serving on the Van Gogh board for at least the last 3 months, so that would mean I'll need to abstain from the vote. But I do want to encourage and voice my full support for the Van Gogh project to continue.
And it's also one of these programs that you're not seeing a demand that's declining. It's increasing as the years go on.
The last 3 or 4
correct.
Years, it's been about $15,000, 15,000 riders per year. Yep. It is, and our population continues to age.
But what people need to realize, it's not just for the elderly or the medically handicapped. Or
we've had that discussion in our board meeting about maybe rebranding that a little bit, because people don't understand, and it is truly a public transportation system to be used by everyone.
You ask most people, they'll say we don't have a public transportation, but we do, and I think with the right people in the right places, you know, advertising and getting businesses involved, I think, although we're on a deficit this year, with proper guidance, I think maybe there's some changes to be made next year. We're not looking to be a city-sponsored.
Well, actually, in other communities, it is.
It is.
I mean, to a certain point, the public dollars average across the state about 31%. Public money is here about 19%. And it would take $75,000, no correlation. It happens a $75,000 contribution to bring it up to that 31%.
Well, if you look at the investment too we've made in our industrial park, and talking to employers about, you know, they're always searching for employees. Those parks unfortunately aren't located next to a residential neighborhood, so it's going to take transportation to fill those workforce needs. So I think this is a very worthy appropriation. I support it. Anything that any of us can do in terms of working on next year, trying to see that you know, these kind of shortfalls are taken care of.
I'd ask, and I understand, because you're on the July budget cycle and we're on the calendar, that there's an overlap there at times, but I would offer that we'd love to be involved in your budget hearings, and we can bring detailed information to you and progress from there.
I really do appreciate you guys coming before us tonight, and your willingness not to just look for public funds, but private funds as well. This is really a community effort, and like you've said, everybody uses Van Gogh, and to see from when it first started off here in this community to where it is now and where it could possibly go, we do appreciate the work that you've put forward.
Well, I would make a motion that pledge up to $37,500, and would add to that motion that we respectfully encourage the county council to do the same.
Second.
Motion by Councilman Chatton, second by Councilman Rose, to pledge up to the $37,500 and encourage the county to do the same.
Thank you.
Somebody call for the question.
Question.
Rose?
Yes.
Salter?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
I must abstain.
Cliff Patton?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
And that passes by a vote of 4-0 with one abstention.
We thank you very much, and you know, as you know, the city council has been involved with Van Gogh since the beginning. Very first year, we did 19,000 rides, so see where it's come from. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, move on to, are you done?
Thank you.
Ordinance 57-2016, an ordinance to common council. This is a traffic ordinance. This is basically making the changes we made out at the
Everyone.
We did the 90-day trial. It's actually been longer than 90 days. But now it needs to come to you for a final approval.
Okay. Make a motion to have first reading on ordinance 57-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Chatton, to have first reading of ordinance 57-2016.
Ordinance 57-2016, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, amending Chapter 74 of the Vincennes Code of Ordinance Traffic Schedules, Section 1, Eberwine Avenue from First Street to Day Street, one-way, two-way street. Section 2, Day Street will become one-way from Eberwine Avenue to Jefferson Street.
Discussion.
From the school's perspective, this has worked extremely well. Obviously, the first couple days, it took a little bit of a learning curve, but having proper people out there to help guide, things have gone well with Tecumseh and all of our other schools with the changes that we've made. Chief, have you heard anything differently about the changes there? Right. That was the that's been the best one by far compared to some of the other ones. Some of the other ones, though, we've had minor issues, to say the least, but this one's been the best, and you know, on the school side, we're really happy with the way this one went and the support that the people around the area, the parents, and obviously the council had with this.
The few residents that had an issue with the direction, I guess they
they're
care of, right?
They're great.
Yeah.
And this office hasn't heard from anybody.
Question.
Rose?
What do you want to do?
What's that?
She called you.
No.
She called you.
Me?
No, Shirley.
Yes.
Question.
Salters?
With this primarily being an ordinance for the VCSE and being an employee of the VCSE, I will be abstaining from this vote.
Yes.
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 We'll do it on the 29th.
You do second reading?
On the 29th.
Okay. All right.
Okay. First reading of ordinance 57-2016 passed by a vote 4-0 with one abstention. And you'll have your second and third, the 29th.
On the 29th.
Next is ordinance 58-2016, ordinance Common Council for a materiality threshold policy, and this comes from the treasurer's office.
Okay. Make a motion to have first reading on ordinance 58-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Chapman, to have first reading of ordinance 58-2016.
Ordinance 58-2016, an ordinance of the Vincennes Common Council establishing materiality threshold policy sections 1, 2, 3, and 4. This essentially sets a floor where the clerk treasurer, law enforcement, control will always be there. Required by the.
If it's a requirement by the state board, it seems kind of a no-brainer.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
First reading of ordinance 58-2016 passes by a vote of 5-0. Next is ordinance 59-2016, additional appropriation ordinance from general police body armor to general police body armor replacement, amount of $4,607.50.
Make a motion to have first reading on ordinance 59-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Chapman, to have first reading of ordinance 59-2016.
Ordinance 59-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, section 1 and 2, $4,607.50. Body.
Discussion.
Mr. Mayor, let the record show that we did have a public hearing tonight, and there was no one who spoke for or against this ordinance.
Any other discussion?
Question.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Dan Ravalette.
Yes.
Wayne Chatton.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
And first reading of ordinance 59-2016 passes by a vote of 5-0. Next up is ordinance 60-2016.
Wait a minute.
We have to finish this.
I think we need to finish the next two. You want to explain?
So the one.
Okay.
59 and 60.
Both of the next two.
Suspend the rules?
Well, we get to that motion. Okay. We're just doing second reading now.
Yeah, make
second
a motion to have first. Second reading on ordinance 59-2016.
Second.
Both at the same time?
Okay. Same
time. Yep.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Chatton, to have second reading of ordinance 59-2016.
Ordinance 59-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, sections 1 and 2, $4,607.50 from body armor to body armor replacement.
Discussion.
Call for the question.
Yes.
Yes.
Dan Ravalette.
Yes.
Wayne Chatton.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
And second reading, ordinance 59-2016 passes by a vote of 5-0.
I'll make a motion to suspend the rules for ordinance 59 and ordinance 60 so we can have third readings on both of these tonight.
Second.
We have a motion by Vice President Salter, second by Councilman Ravalette, to suspend the rules and to have all three readings on 59 and 60.
Question.
Heather Rose.
Yes.
Salter.
Yes.
Dan Ravalette.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And by a vote of 5-0, the rules are suspended.
Make a motion to have third reading and final on ordinance 59-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Chatton, to have third and final reading of ordinance 59-2016.
Ordinance 59-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, section 1 and 2, $4,607.
Body armor.
Question.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Yes.
Dan Ravalette.
Yes.
Wayne Chatton.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
And third and final reading of ordinance 59-2016 passes by a vote of 5-0. Next up is ordinance 60-2016, additional appropriation ordinance from Riverboat to my invoice number for snow plow attachments, $11,260.78 from Riverboat.
Make a motion to have first reading on ordinance 60-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Ravelet, to have first reading of ordinance 60-2016.
Ordinance 60-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, section 1 and 2, from Riverboat pay an invoice to fire truck for snow plow attachment,
How soon would this be ready?
Yes. We're going to get this before it snows?
They're already on the truck.
Okay.
Probably should pay for it.
This is actually money that you had, we requested several months ago, when we bought the two pickups, one for the city engineer and one for the cemetery, and that we were going to put snow plows in.
That's what I was going to ask, are they for the pickup trucks?
Those two vehicles are this complete, if you want.
Oh.
Question. Yes.
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 First reading of ordinance 60-2016 passes by a vote of 5-0.
Motion to have second reading on ordinance 60-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Chapman, to have second reading of ordinance 60-2016.
Ordinance 60-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, section 1 and 2, from Riverboat, $11,261.
Question?
Discussion.
Discussion, I just want the records to show that we did have a public hearing on this one also, and no one spoke for or against.
Now the question.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Salters?
Yes.
Dan Ravelet?
Yes.
Chapman?
Yes.
Frank Rose?
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 60-2016 passes by a vote of 5-0.
Make a motion to have third and final reading on ordinance 60-2016.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Grove, to have third and final reading of ordinance 60-2016.
Ordinance 60-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, sections 1 and 2, $11,261 for snow plows for trucks for the street department and city engineer.
Question.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Salters?
Yes.
Dan Ravelet?
Yes.
Frank Chapman?
Yes.
Frank Rose?
Yes.
Third and final reading of ordinance 60-2016 passes by a vote of 5-0. Next is claims.
Make a motion to pay claims in amount of $478,295.70.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Ravelet, to pay the claims in amount of $478,295.70.
Question.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Dan Ravelet?
Yes.
Frank Chapman?
Yes.
Frank Rose?
Yes.
The claims are paid by a vote of 5-0. Miscellaneous?
Brian, do you want to say anything about our new tablets?
We do have the new Surface Pros that we're going to be getting up and running this week. Hopefully by next meeting, we'll have them, everybody up and going. I've tried mine out, we did get it Friday, and downloaded some software, and they work great.
He's a happy guy, look at him. Also, would like to invite everybody here this Thursday for the Riley Open House from 5 to 7 at Riley Elementary, for all people in here and the thousands listening at home and on the road, so make sure that you get out to see Riley, we're really excited at the VCSE to show off one of the schools that's finally finished in this three-year process. Thank you.
And now that I've heard that thousands are listening, I want to extend an invitation to the New Year's Eve watermelon drop that this year will feature Dave and the Coatneys in a giant heated tent, so make your plans to be downtown and watch 17 watermelons hit this platform. I was hoping that Rick would be here to make that announcement, but he left.
And I would like to wish those thousands a Merry Christmas.
And real quick, your next meeting's going to be the 29th at noon, here in council chambers. And I need to mention to you that the 19th is the employee Christmas lunch, 11:30 to 1:00, here.
Okay.
So
29th.
And we will not have a Board of Works meeting the 29th. We don't have any.
Okay.
Your meeting can start at 12. With nothing else, just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.